Now let's consider the topic of covered interest parity. Covered interest parity is essentially a relationship between nominal interest rates and forward exchange rates. And if you need background on those two concepts, go see our other videos on them. This will be an equilibrium condition, that is, it holds when markets are in equilibrium, but it also turns out that covered interest parity is largely true in the real world. The core assumptions here are capital mobility across different investments, relatively low transactions costs and taxes, and also equal risk of the two investments. These may not be true exactly, but then the claim is that the deviations from covered interest parity are no greater than can be accounted for by the deviations from these assumptions. Let's now look at a concrete example, assuming that we're starting from a position where one US dollar is exactly equal to one Canadian dollar, and let's say that the rate of return on buying US government securities is 1%, and the corresponding rate of return on buying Canadian government securities is 3%, and it's then the case that after investing for, say, a year, you could have $1.01 US dollars or $1.03 Canadian dollars. We need to ask, under what condition is this an equilibrium? That is, whether you are sitting in the United States or in Canada, your rate of return needs to be equal, whether you're investing in the US dollar assets at 1% or the Canadian dollar assets at 3%, and that will boil down to this question, what forward depreciation of the exchange rate will be required? Because again, consider you're investing for a year out and you're getting either 1.01 US or 1.03 Canada, and think about either converting the Canadian dollars back into US dollars or the US dollars back into Canadian dollars. We need to find that at the end of a year's time, converting back into either currency, your returns will be the same no matter where you're investing. So if we're comparing rates of return on investing in two currencies, we can break it down with this equation. You can think of this here on the left-hand side as the rate of return on investing in one of the currencies. On the right-hand side, here's the rate of return on investing in the other currency. And to make these two rates of return equal, we need this other term, which is expressing the rate of depreciation in the forward exchange market. And this is just saying that if you're putting your money into the higher interest rate currency, that currency in the forward market has to be depreciating by exactly that amount, which will equalize the two rates of return. So to make this concrete, with respect to our US dollar Canadian dollar example, here we had the rate of return on US dollars being 1.01, the rate of return on Canadian dollar investments being 1.03, and if you take out your pocket calculator and you solve what rate of forward depreciation is required 1 year out, well, you'll find something approximately like 0.98 1 year out, which means the Canadian dollar is depreciating relative to the US dollar. So you can, as an American, put your money in those Canadian dollars and get the 3% rather than the 1%, but by the time the end of the year comes and you want to convert back into US dollars, you lose on the exchange conversion exactly that interest rate differential which you gained up front. Just to review that in terms of words, you can invest the US dollar at 1%, or you could say borrow at the US rate of 1% and invest in Canadian dollars at 3%, but then at the end of the year again, when you convert your 1.03 Canadian back into US dollars, the forward rate is such that you are still getting just 1.01 US dollars, and ex ante, you are indifferent between investing in the US dollars or the Canadian dollars. To consider why this has to be true, let's think about some situations which are not in equilibrium. Let's say, for instance, that the forward rate for reconverting Canadian into US dollars, say that were 1-to-1, rather than there being a depreciation of the Canadian dollar as expressed in that previous number, 0.98. But again, say that it's 1-to-1 1 year out. Well, what you could do is invest in the Canadian dollars at 3%, and then a year out, just convert that back into US dollars, and you would keep that gain, and at the end of the year, you would have had more investing in Canadian dollars, so that would not be in equilibrium. Alternatively, let's consider another situation that's not in equilibrium. Let's say on the forward market, the Canadian dollar was going to be depreciating 20% or so for 1 year out. Then what would you do to earn extra money? Well, you would borrow Canadian dollars, invest in US dollars. It would feel like you're only getting that 1%. but you would also sell forward in such a way where you're converting back into Canadian dollars at the end of the year and gathering that 20% premium, and you would end up doing better having invested in the United States and hedged your position by converting U.S. back into Canadian dollars 1 year out. And then again, we would not have equal rates of return ex ante, and that is not in equilibrium. So what we'll find in all of these situations is that forward depreciation and rates of interest adjust to satisfy the equation which was presented earlier, and that happens because of arbitrage. To read more on this topic, there are plenty of sources. The simplest way to start is just to Google the key term covered interest parity. Also, for purposes of contrast, view our video on uncovered parity and the carry trade.